We had them before us some time ago, and they're set up under statute going back about 20 years ago. They don't have to report directly, even to the minister. So proposed legislation will have to change all of that, and they will have to report to the minister, and they would listen more attentively to the sector. They're making it very difficult for them when they come into Killybegs or indeed any other port and have to go through the procedure of weighing the fish. And a lot of this is guesstimate. And if your guesstimate doesn't coincide with the actual figures, they can say, well, you've broken the law. And our fishermen then become criminals, whereas in other countries, it's an administrative issue and it's dealt with in that way. So all of that has to be resolved, and there has to be new legislation or amended legislation to deal with that. I welcome the proposal to appoint a full Minister for Marine, and ironically, Charles Haughey, who was the Taoiseach in 87, was far-seeing. He established a full Ministry for the Marine. Brendan Daly from Clare was that Minister, and I was in the Minister of State, so we could focus all our attention on marine, whereas now it's combined with agriculture, and for a while it was combined with communications and natural resources. Yeah. Marine deserves a full ministry.
A report can be the conclusion of a process and the end of the story, as it were, or a report can be the start of a process and the springboard to more discussion and more examination of the issues. From your point of view, this report by Kieran Mulvey is very much the latter.
That's precisely my view, that it's the start of a process. We have a framework now, and we must work on that, and recommendations that are made there, we must follow through, and all sectors will have to work together in the best interest. This is the first step, and we have to take a number of further steps.